Bracha. Tuesday night, Barabbas. Okay, there's an Isser Kilei Zrom in Eretz Yisrael. To plant together, Zrom literally means seeds. Now, although it's a little complicated, and in different places in Shas, you have different names for different things, but basically, you have three plantings that are not, that are cloliastic, known as Zrom, that are not trees. You have the grains, the chameshus mine dogon, they're called the dogonim, chitasaur, kusman, shibay, lashul, vashipoin. Then you have kitnius, which is basically generally where you eat the seed, all the beans and the legume family, it's called. This is where you eat the seed. And then you have what we'll call yerek for the purpose of kalayim. We'll call it yerek, where you eat the priho adoma, let's say a tomato. You eat the priho adoma or a pepper, or you eat the leaf, like in the leafy vegetables. So there's the gonim, the five mine dogon, kidney is where you eat the seed, and what we'll call yerakos, which is priho adoma, where you either eat the yerek, which is the leaf, or you eat the pre itself, as I say, like in a tomato. Now, Kilei Zrom has different numbers based on what the matchup or what the two different kinds happen to be. I assume everyone here understands that Kilayim means two different kinds. Kilei Zrom means different kinds of Zrom, the general word Zrom, meaning all of these three kinds that I just mentioned. And depending on whether it's Yerek to Yerek, or Yerek to Kitnis, or Kitnis to Dogon, or Dogon to Kitnis, or Dogon to Yerek, and depending on the size of the two things that you're planting, meaning is it one plant and one plant, is it a Soda, which of course the Halacha defines what a Soda is it a Soda and a Shura, one row, is it a Shura and one plant, is it a Shura and a Soda and a Shura, so this is all different shear of harchakos. We'll talk about just two now, but any combination is valid. You have yerakos. You have a yerek. You have two different kinds of yerakos. You plant in your backyard, you plant in your garden. Face, I don't know, a tomato and a cucumber. That's two yerakos. So yerek to yerek, usually, is very, you need a very small separation. Yerek to yerek, you need a tefach v'chetzi, which is about 15 centimeters, we'll call it. That's pretty little. But you need that separation. In general, yerek to yerek needs that little, bein sodeh, or that much, however you want to call it, it needs a separation, or else you're over the lav, medioraisa, of Kilei Zrom, which carries in it for Malkus. I mean, we're talking about a regular lav in Eretz Yisrael. So, most of the time, yerek to yerek is a tefach v'chetzi, and except if it's the length of a sodeh, and a sodeh to sodeh of a yerek, with the sodeh being defined as something where one side is 10 and a fifth amos, which is, let's say, 6.12 meters, by a little more than that. So we'll call it 10 and a fifth amos by 10 and a fifth amos, even though the other side has to be a little more. That's called a sodeh. Once it's two sodeh yerakos, you have a patch of peppers, and a patch, I don't know what people plant, and a patch of something else. It has to be food. We're talking about food. Then it's six tfachim, which is 60 meters. So that's yerek to yerek. Most of the time is a tefach v'chetzi, 15 meters. Centimeters, what did I say? I'm sorry. This English system, it mixes me up. Yeah, 15 centimeters, I'm sorry. Tefach v'chetzi is 15 centimeters. And bein sodeh l'sodeh, 6 tfachim, which is 60 centimeters. Kitnius, you need much more. If you plant different kinds of kitnius, different kinds of beans, I don't mean baked beans and Boston beans, different kinds of kitnius, most of the time you need a separation of 10 and a fifth amos, which is 6 meters around. And what?
A plant to plant or
Most of the time. You'll ask a shayla. You have these charts that have Zeroyim, Degonim, you know, Kitnis, you know, Degonim, Kitnius, Yerokos, and then going down the same thing, and then Soda, Meshar. Everything is defined. There's a Soda, a plant, and a row called a Meshar. So I'm just saying, most of the time, Kitnius needs a much more of a separation than Yerokos. It needs 10.5 amos, which is 6 meters. Sometimes it'll need less. And it's not complicated. You have to know the chart. You have to know the rules. It's all based on the Seches Kalayim, which is a very difficult Masechta, as Avram Lewis will tell you. Okay.